Simon Lamed Siv Beis. Also, when you have tefillin by light, one is not allowed to put tefillin on at night. And Ben Hashmoshes, Mishra Berurah brings the Magen Avraham, says it's permitted. If he did not put on tefillin at all that day, then Mishra Berurah says he should put it on Ben Hashmoshes. The reason why it's also to put on tefillin at night is Shem Yishkochem V'yishan Bem. Maybe you'll forget and sleep with him. Ikatin Laila is man tefillin, but we're concerned if you're going to fall asleep with him. If you put them on in the day and he forgot them on himself, even if he left them on the whole night, it's muta. In other words, there's no iser of leaving it on. The etzem decided to come upon as long as he's still awake. And the ma'isa, the ein moirim came. We did not pass him like that to other people because we're concerned they're going to lachatchila put it. So mele, for the rabbin, one should not have his tefillin on after nightfall, even if he put it on before. He's private in his house, then if he had put it on earlier, he's entitled to leave it on. So it says, for example, a person who was davening by the Tainus Tzibum, people put on tefillin for mincha, they should take it off before night. In loy chalitz et tefillin mishishok hacham, b'nei shaloy hoyu loy mokum l'shamim, v'nim salok v'dek l'shamim mutu, v'moyer v'kei. The reason why he didn't take off his tefillin by nightfall was because he has no place to keep them and they make it damaged or lost, then even the chatchila is allowed to leave them on even during the night.